Continuamos aquí en Noticias Generación News a través de la 1220 AM, de Tiva TV, de toda nuestra red. Bueno, ¿qué se está llevando ahora mismo en la Casa Blanca? En la Casa Blanca se está llevando el día de oración, de oración. Vamos a escuchar parte de lo que se está diciendo allí.
A generation ago, courageous people sought to remedy these issues, and they came together, black and white, Jew and Gentile, and they fought for civil rights, and we made great progress. We passed voting rights laws, we passed civil rights laws, and that opened up opportunities for people like me, but that narrative still persisted. And it breaks my heart that today we still live in too many places where there are these presumptions of dangerousness and guilt that get assigned to people because of their color. And you can be a United States Senator from South Carolina, from New Jersey, from Georgia. You can be a Congresswoman from Los Angeles or Houston or Minneapolis, but you can go places where you're going to be presumed dangerous and guilty. And I can tell you, as I'm getting older, that when you have to constantly navigate these presumptions, you get tired. It's exhausting. And what many of us are seeking is the kind of justice that God ordained. The kind of justice that breaks down these barriers. And I think people of faith have a critical role to play in leading our nation, leading the world in truth-telling, truth that leads to justice, truth that leads to reconciliation, truth that leads to restoration, truth that leads to repair. And people of faith know that we can talk about these problems and challenges not because we seek punishment, but because we seek liberation, and the world needs to see modeled that we have the courage of our convictions, the ability to actually talk honestly about our mistakes. I go to a church, and in my church, you can't come to church and say, I want salvation and redemption in heaven, but I'm not going to admit to anything. I'm not going to talk about the bad things. The preachers will tell you that there has to be confession and repentance, and we shouldn't fear that because it opens up the hearts and minds that lead to liberation. I believe there is still something better waiting for us in this country. I can't be persuaded that this is as good as it gets. I think there is still something waiting for us that feels more like freedom, that feels more like equality, that feels more like doing justice, but we will not.
En este mensaje que se está dando en Casa Blanca en el día de hoy, pues usted va a poder escuchar a los reverendos hablando de libertad, de derechos civiles, de todo esto, pero para mí, yo tengo que decir que yo no he visto un acto más hipócrita que esto. O sea, en la Biblia uno conoce de líderes que se pararon frente a los reyes y le dijeron a los reyes lo que ellos no querían escuchar. De hecho, en aquel tiempo tú decías algo así y tú salías muerto. Pero ellos tenían unos principios de llegar a los sitios y hablar de lo que tenían que hablar sin importar si eso le podía costar la vida. Porque el mensaje que Dios le había dicho, pues mire, es algo pues que había que decirlo, no importa qué. Esta gente, y ustedes ven aquí a un pastor afroamericano, donde yo todavía me pregunto, ¿por qué cada vez que aprovechan una tarima como esta van a hablar de la esclavitud? Gente, la esclavitud se abolió hace montones de años. Y yo creo que hay temas más importantes sobre la esclavitud que estamos viviendo en este momento. La esclavitud emocional, la esclavitud del miedo, la esclavitud de las leyes, la esclavitud del maltrato. O sea, hay tantas cosas que se están hablando ahora para agarrar la Casa Blanca, poder decir nuestro Día Nacional de Oración hoy. Pero Día Nacional de Oración, mientras las clínicas están abiertas matando niños. Día Nacional de Oración, mientras las iglesias se le están dando órdenes de que no pueden atender cierta cantidad de gente. Entonces, tremenda oportunidad que han perdido esta gente de hablar, de expresarse y de poder decir allí lo que verdaderamente hay que decir en esta nación.
Stay hopeful, even when it's difficult and challenging. And finally, I am persuaded that doing justice, loving mercy, walking humbly with God means we have to do things that are uncomfortable. We have to do things that are challenging. I wish it weren't true, but I don't see any way around it. Because the truth is that when you model fellowship in this Congress, when you embrace one another in this Congress, when you actually talk about our common humanity, our shared humanity, there will be those who criticize. There will be those who say you're not supposed to do that. And there will be pushback, but I am persuaded that great things only come when great people are willing to embrace one another, to do the uncomfortable. I've spent the last 20-some months in Montgomery during the pandemic, and I've thought about the generation that came before me in that city. I stand on the shoulders of people who did so much more with so much less. In the 1950s and 60s, black folks in Montgomery, Alabama would put on their Sunday best. They'd go places to push for the right to vote, to push for equality, and they'd be in those places on their knees praying, and they'd be beaten and battered and bloodied, and still they went. I'll end with this. I was giving a talk in a church, and there was an older black man that came into the church, and he was in a wheelchair sitting in the back, and I was giving my talk, but he kept staring at me. He had this stern, almost angry look on his face, and I couldn't figure out, why is this man staring at me so harshly? And I got through my talk, and people came up. They were very nice and appropriate, but that older black man sitting in that wheelchair, he just kept staring. And finally, he wheeled himself to the front of the church, and he came up to me, and he looked at me, and he said, "Do you know what you're doing?" And I didn't know how to respond.
Ahí ustedes ven, señoras y señores. Bonito, pastores famosos que van allí a Casablanca a hablar lindo, a decir cosas lindas, pero no dicen nada. Señoras y señores, esto es Noticias Generación News. Gracias a todos ustedes. Yo regreso más tarde. Con ustedes.